Jess in with you this morning, and we're catching up with New England MP Barnaby Joyce. Barnaby, how are you doing this morning?
I'm on my way to Armidale and to talk to the council there. I was in Tamworth yesterday, and then I'm going to, like everybody else, probably take a couple of days off, which I'm looking forward to.
Fantastic stuff. I'm certainly looking forward to a couple of days off after the very busy couple of news weeks that we've had, particularly in the Upper Hunter when it comes to Michael Johnson, someone who I know you had a very good working relationship with. How do you feel about what's been going on?
Look, obviously, you know, the Australian side of me always says this, that when someone's down, you don't stick the flipper in. And, you know, obviously Michael would be more aware than most of the issues sort of that are surrounding him, but I don't think he's, you know, I'll let him have the proper process of basically defending the allegation. I'll talk about how I worked with him as a politician, and it was very good. You know, we got a lot done. So, you know, the court is there for the other side. The bang pack is there for the other side. The Australian side of me says, you know, if someone is in a tight corner, there's nothing to be gained by you deciding you're also going to make their life even more miserable.
Mm. And, I mean, you are a politician who's had your fair share of rough time when it comes to the
yep.
media and speculation and people pointing the finger at this, that and the other. Whoever you are, it's tough, you know, whatever you have or haven't done.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I remember, you know, basically being locked in a house, being part of the front page of the news for a three-week cycle. And I suppose you're selling papers, and we didn't do anything wrong. It's a consensual relationship, marriage had broken down. But anyway, it was so salacious and so fallible, and everybody was in my and Vicky's private life. And yeah, it takes its toll. It, you know, really starts to twist your head around when people are having to sneak around the back and put the food under a fence so you've got something to eat in the house because cameras are all sitting out the front. When you're in a corner, people can say you robbed a bank, and of course you've got no defence. Like everything apparently is somehow related to you, and it's becomes a self-fulfilling destiny of you're in strife.
Mm. So when it comes to the Upper Hunter seat now, obviously you're in a federal position, not a state position, but it does leave a bit of concern for the National Party, surely, about whether or not they will hold the seat at a by-election.
Look, in politics, there's one thing certain, that there's no certainties. And, you know, it would be foolish in the extreme, just getting a spider off my car, foolish in the extreme to think, oh, well, you know, we just roll for the next person. It'll be a hell of a fight, and but everything is in politics. Nothing in politics is certain. Nothing in politics is given to you as a pension for life. Every time you win, it's an honour. Every time you get through a pre-selection, it's an honour, and that's why I'm on the road now, making sure that I deliver back to the electorate. That's basically how it works, and you know, I think as time passes, issues pertinent to Michael will blow over, and Michael will go on to a different career. And I mean, in the immediate future, we've got to find the Nats. We've got to find a good candidate.
Yeah.
And that'd be a bit of a rock star candidate, because it's going to be a really tough election.
Yeah, exactly. Something else that's certainly been spoken a lot about over the last few weeks is the COVID-19 vaccine and the fact that the government is falling behind and falling short of where we'd hoped to be. In your electorate, GPs have started to roll out the vaccine?
Yes, they are rolling out. We have sections throughout the Upper Hunter where they're rolling out. Obviously, it's a management issue, and we're trying to make sure it moves quicker, but it is here, and it is. People are getting vaccinated. What we are trying to let people know, though, is that, look, it's not that there is no risk, there is a risk, but our risk in Australia is vastly less than other places. For instance, in our area, we have not got a case, and we haven't had for a long, long period of time. So, you know, the requirement is there, but it's not as pronounced as the requirement, say, in Brisbane, where they have got cases at the moment, or obviously Papua New Guinea, which, you know, the whole country could collapse. So we've got to try and work this in a logical fashion, so that we have the best outcome for our region and all the best outcome for our nation, and be logical about the best outcome for our region, our Pacific region as well.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure we will get vaccinated eventually. And lastly, Barnaby, some road funding for the New England and Upper Hunter electorates.
Yeah, this is the part of the story I like the most, because this is what people want to hear when you're delivering. And we are delivering more roads, or better roads, that are going east-west in the New England and the Upper Hunter. These roads also now include across Barrington Forest Way. Now, that is a further $5 million. It's a lot of money. And not many people got $5 million in their bank account. And that is to basically make sure we're doing more to bring people across from the east to the west, and we have better connections from the New England to the Pacific Highway, and so the boys can come across on their bikes, or other people coming across because they're curious, or produce and cattle moving out. It's not just the Barrington Forest Way, it's also the Lagoon Woodenbong Road, right in the very north, the Kempsey to Wallamumby Road, which needs an awful lot of work on it because of the rain. But $5 million put into that. We put a lot of money into the Waterfall Way, which is from Dorigo through to Armidale, and your road. So, yeah, we're working on a program. That's what you've got to do in this job.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Barnaby, as always, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.